We're up to Simon Reish Ayin Dalad, page 106, the Halachas of Betzias Hapas. So the Heligan Mechaber, but say al shtei kikarois on Shabbos, because of Zeicher Laman, we have Lechem Mishnah, Shlemos, they should be complete. There's a tshuva from the Netziv, where the Netziv discusses the requirement of Shlemos, and it was quite makel, that even if a piece is missing and so on, if you have, I don't remember exactly the Tziv's formulation, but if you have something along the lines of rof of it, then that's going to be enough. She'oche shteim biyado v'otzei ha'tachtona, so you should hold the two kikaros in your hands, and Rav Nevensal points out this halach of holding in your hands with your Eser Etzbosav appears also in Hilchos Brachos, Uvotzea Tachtona, and you should cut the bottom one. Actually, the rationale of Votzea Tachtona is a little bit schwer. Why exactly does one cut from the bottom one? In fact, if cut in Hay, the Mishnah Berurah asks, Habach Toma, Deim Avirin Al Mitzvahs, that we should say, Deim Avirin Al Mitzvahs, you should take the top one. Vataz Tikenze. So to deal with that, he said that you put the lower one closer to you. So I think the minhag generally is to follow the first approach, and that is that you have the one below actually closer to you. The Rama continues the mystery about the Votzea Tachtona, where the Rama says, V'dafka b'lel Shabbos, al yoyma Shabbos, al b'lel yomtif, b'yitzea al yoyna, v'tamu al derech Kabbalah. So the Rama tells us that the tamim over here are b'derech Kabbalah, and l'el Shabbos you cut from the bottom one, but yom Shabbos and l'el yomtif, so then you cut from the top one. As far as the Inyan Kabbalah, so I'll read for you the Piskei Tshuvas actually quotes what the basic Inyan in Kabbalah is, and he says that when it comes to Lel Shabbos, in general Shabbos, or Knisa Shabbos is Remez L'Malchus, that's the Bechina as we sing in Askim Sedasa, to Chakal Tapuch in Kadishin, and Malchus is actually the lower of the Sfiros. And since Malchus is the lower the Sfira, so then in such a case one cuts from the lower one. However, Yom Tov, there it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu visiting Pamal Yodilei with Kutcha Brichu Shchinte, and it's not Bebchinas Chakal Tapuchin, whatever Chakal Tapuchin means. So therefore it's Bebchinas Elyon. So Shabbos is Bebchinas Malchus, which is lower, and Yom Tov is higher.
What about Yom Shabbos?
By the way, this is consistent with the idea of who's going to visit whom. That Kadosh Baruch Hu comes b'shchinte to visit us on Yom Tov, and on Shabbos we go out to bring him in. That's l'cha dodi. That's the b'chinas malchus. What was your question?
But has an answer, Yom Shabbos.
Oh, so Yom Shabbos is Kanireh is not part of this Bechina of Malchus. That's Dafka Halacha in Lo Shabbos. That's what one has to say. What else in the Mishnah Bura? The Mishnah Bura over here in Bay says Shlemos. Some say that's enough. Ayin Shari Tshuva, I mentioned to you that there is a discussion in the Netziv. Rav Nevensal once told me that in the case of a simcha, a lot of times what people do is, you know, each person gets a challah, and then they give it, they make a motzi, and they give it back to their friend. So Rav Nevensal thought that wasn't correct, that it made much more sense that what should be done is one person should be motzi for others. His example was that if Lechem Mishnah was just al menas lahachzir, so then that wouldn't qualify as taking Lechem Mishnah. So he thought ideally in such a case, what you should do is you should have one person being motzi somebody else and not to pass it around. And Sivkot and Dalid, the Mishnah Berurah mentions the custom of the Marashal and the Shlah, as well as the Grut, the custom to cut two of the chalos in half. The reason for that, if you take a look in the Gra, is that the Gra is actually being choshesh for the Zohar. My brother Shlita told me that the general mahalach of the Gra in terms of Kabbalah and Halacha is always to reconcile, that there shouldn't be a machlokas between Kabbalah and Halacha. One of his examples was this case. In Kabbalah, there's an Indian to have 12 chalas. Seichel Lechem Apanim. So the Gra says, we do have 12 chalas. How do you have 12 chalas? It says you have three meals, two chalas, but you cut them in half. So when you cut them in half, it's considered as if you have four times three. So this is the custom, according to the Gra. Rav Nevinzal added that in the case of where a person, for whatever reason, it seems like there was a custom in some in Eretz Yisrael to be makbid, to sheet of Reb Chitka, who is makbid to have four su'udas. We really don't pass Reb Chitka, but he said then the Gra's whole yisod wouldn't apply. It would only be to the first three meals to cut into half, and otherwise not. That's what Rav Nevinzal told me. But again, like I emphasized before, that it would be better to have one person being motzi in contrast to just giving someone giving back if it's not as serious a nesina in the first place. Now, what is the status of women in regards to Lechem Mishnah? So if you take a look in the first line of the Mishnah Brura, he says, V'gam anashim mechuyavos b'lechem Mishnah, she'igam came b'neis Haman. They were also included in the Neis Haman, and therefore women are mechuyavos. However, that's only going to be in regards to Yom Tov. That won't be in regards to Shabbos. It won't be in regards to Yom Tov. There's a famous Chuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, right in the beginning of the Chuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, that discusses that if a woman misses Yalav Yavo on Yom Tov, because the Chiyuv of Yom Tov is Zman Gorim, and we know that when it comes to Shabbos, so then women are included, Kol Sheyeshna B'Shmir Yeshna B'Schira, so then women are included in the mitzvahs of Shabbos. But Yom Tov, so women are not. So Rabbi Kiva Eger actually raised the possibility that if a man forgets to say Yalav Yavo, then he would repeat. But if a woman forgets on Yom Tov, she wouldn't repeat. And in fact, Rav Nevinzal takes this seriously, and he paskins this way, and he says that she doesn't repeat except for the night of Pesach, and the night of Pesach is different because she has to eat matzah just like a man. So that's an interesting item. So even though women are mechuyavos in Lechem Mishnah just like men, the one exception would be in regards to Yom Tov, their chiyuv is not the same as men. As far as the requirement of Lechem Mishnah, Rav Nevinzal Shlita raises from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal an interesting question in regards to could a bag of sliced bread qualify as Lechem Mishnah? On the one hand, it's cut up. On the other hand, it's still in the bag. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said not, that in such a case it would not qualify as Lechem Mishnah. What about the phenomenon of what happens if a person thinks he doesn't have Lechem Mishnah, and then all of a sudden he makes the bracha, and then all of a sudden someone brings him Lechem Mishnah? Is it too late? The answer is no. That the chiyuv is not to make a bracha on Lechem Mishnah. The chiyuv is to cut Lechem Mishnah. And therefore, if for whatever reason a person didn't have Lechem Mishnah at the time that they made the bracha, in such a case he could still be mekayim the mitzvah from that. Okay, I think that covers the basis on Sif Aleph. Okay, Sif Beis, mitzvah tzol b'Shabbos prusa gedola, shetasbik lo kol ha-su'uda. So it's a mitzvah to cut ba'ayin yafe on Shabbos, a large prusa. The Mishnah Berurah explains that Sifkat Vav lo mechzi kiravson, kimin she'enos kein b'chol. I might think that he's looking like, actually here the word ravenous is actually relevant. Now, as if someone who's just trying to eat a lot, that because during the week he doesn't cut that way, so he says, no, Vadek havnasu shechov alav mitzvah, rotza lechol harbe, on Shabbos there's an inyan to cut more than you normally cut. So you should cut from a large amount. So therefore, some people, what they would intuitively do is only cut exactly, there are six pieces in the family, cut for six people. And in Shabbos there's an inyan, and obviously not to waste, That's for sure.
You don't mean initially when you're putting the challah. You mean like throughout the suda, you should cut more than...
No, I think even more than that. When he cuts, to be botzoi for Shabbos, he should cut the prusa gedola shetas b'klo l'chol ha-suda. That he should cut... That he should cut off his initial cut should be a cut that's taspik l'kol ha-suda.
What does that mean?
So you should only have one very big slice?
No. Then you could cut them up into smaller pieces. But sometimes what people do, what a person would generally do in the week, you take a loaf that a person cuts. He cuts from the loaf just what he needs for then right then. Here there's an inyan to cut from the challah a large amount right off the bat. Siv gimel. They're not supposed to taste until the botzeya tastes. This is an inyan in derech eretz. V'imyesh lefnei kol echad lecha mishnah yichon litom afal pisha dain lo tomhu. But if they have lecha mishnah, so then in such a case, then the halacha is different. Rav Nevinzal points out that really, when you're the Baal Bais, you're supposed to eat before anybody else. However, the one exception would be if a person is being mechaved his father or his Rebbe, and so on. So then in such a case, it would be acceptable to do it. I always wondered if manners in a particular society dictated the opposite, something a little bit different than the halacha, that you always gave someone else first as opposed to taking yourself, whether that would apply as well. But Nevinzal extends it only to kibud avim and kibud rabbo and not to the halachas of manner. So therefore, one would eat first.
Would it be considered a half steak? I mean, if you continue, let's say you have a lot of guests.
Right.
If you continue cutting, let's say you have 10 people, by the time you eat...
Then one could argue, that he's being osik the entire time in the lechem, so maybe it's not. But I think you're right. I think the correct thing is for a person to eat right away, with the exception if his parents or his rebbe would be there. Okay, we'll stop over here. Rav Nevinzal didn't mention that. I guess he mentioned only the halachic chiyuv, and those were only things that he mentioned.